We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan here on our Xfinity set in the NovaCare Complex. It's time to take a look around the NFC East. It started on Wednesday night, Adam, with the Dallas Cowboys defeating the New York Giants in a very impressive performance from Tony Romo. First, let's talk about the Cowboys and what that win means to you, Adam.
Well, I think anytime you can get a division victory on the road, it's tremendous, obviously. Get a lot of confidence. They started off, Dave, in the first quarter a little rocky. The offensive line had some breakdowns, and Jason Garrett, their offensive coordinator, got together with offensive line coach Bill Callahan and did a great job of shortening up the drops, helping their offensive line. They lost Phil Costa, their starting center. He left the game. They just traded for Ryan Cook, got him from the Dolphins. He had a play. It's not what you want, but Bill Callahan's dealt with this before. He did a great job. They went to 3- and 5-step drops. You saw Tony Romo get more comfortable. Timing and rhythm to the passing game was terrific. And you saw the downfield passing game beating Michael Coe and Webster. How about Corey Webster had a tough game last night?
Yeah, we'll get into the Cowboys in a bit.
Yep.
I mean, to the Giants in a bit here. I will say this about the Cowboys offensive line. You know, four players in different positions, a newcomer as well.
Actually, all five. All technically, five. They're five.
Well, after right. Costa went down.
Correct.
Bill Callahan, an underrated addition to that team.
You remember really him here with the Eagles.
Yeah, very good offensive line coach.
Right, former head coach. He made the Super Bowl with the Raiders. But, Dave, I think when you look at the Cowboys situation, they don't have a lot of depth. But what they have is two athletic offensive tackles. They've got some experience with Nate Livings and Bernardo at guard. And center's going to be a problem because Costa is a below-average center. Cook is really a center right tackle. He's strictly a backup. They're going to have to figure it out. Now they've got 10 days until they play their next game. And then DeMarco Murray was tremendous in this game. The thing that you don't like about Murray, there's one thing. He takes too much contact. He lowers his shoulder. He's got to get out of bounds. But he made unblocked defenders miss. He was tremendous. Nearly 130 yards. He was great in that game. The thing I love with DeMarco Murray Davis, great pad level, gets low, does lower the boom a little bit too much, but falls forward. He does not take negative plays.
Adam, the obviously what the Cowboys take from this, in addition to a 10-day rest with no injuries incurred last night, they won the fourth quarter, and Tony Romo came up big in the fourth quarter, and is it a new day in Dallas in the fourth quarter?
That's the big deal here, Dave, for Tony Romo. It's all about the fourth quarter. Can he not have mental problems, these breakdowns as he has, seeming like every big game that would happen? Not last night, Dave. That was the question. He handled it, and so did their defense. Ahmad Bradshaw piled up yards late in the fourth quarter. Talk about empty yards. They did a great job against him. He only had 41 yards. And the other problem that you have when you look at Dallas is can they sustain a pass rush? Well, they did last night. And you saw Chris Claiborne, their first-round pick, did a really good job last night. Now you see some depth. And remember, Mike Jenkins, who's now their dime cornerback, did not play because of a shoulder injury.
All right, let's move on to the New York Giants. A lethargic, I thought, performance from them. Eli Manning, okay, wasn't helped by three drops from Victor Cruz. I still think Eli is a terrific quarterback. Running game, not super impressive. First-round pick, David Wilson, fumbles and then disappears. And the defense really didn't step up when they needed to.
No, and we talked about this. First couple series, they got pressure. Once Dallas adjusted, what were the adjustments by the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
Because then they became a four-man pressure defensive line, and it didn't work. Their linebackers struggled big time. They've got some speed. They've got Keith Rivers, who, let's be honest, Keith Rivers was a major disappointment for the Bengals. He's actually a backup for them. He had a play last night because Michael Boley was not healthy. Boley came off the bench in that game. Jaquan Williams can cover. He's not real physical. DeMarco Murray handled them big time. The linebackers in the second level could not stop Murray. Their guards, the Cowboys, got off. They got off their second level blocks. They did a really good job. And the thing that had to disappoint the Giants, where was the defense in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to that. They got no pass rush on. And Roma, then the other thing, Dave, real quick, he spun out of it. How many times did he do that?
Is it possible that we've seen the best of Justin Tuck and Osu Umenyiora?
Well, Tuck, Dave, it's a good question because Tuck...
Injuries the last couple of years with him.
He's had injuries, ankles, knees. Umenyiora's had the knee problems. They're getting up there. Umenyiora's now in his 30s. You know, they play that NASCAR package. When the NASCAR package doesn't get home, they don't get home, and you see...
What's a NASCAR package?
That's when they go with four defensive ends.
Okay. And the idea is it's speed rushers.
Right, and you just talked about Tuck. Tuck plays inside. They've got four ends who could really rush, and they only have Chris Canty right now, who's hurt. But the bottom line is, when those guys don't get home, plays are there to be made. Romo was phenomenal, and the backbreakers, when they thought they had him and he would do the pirouette and spin out, that kills you. There's nothing you can do about that. That you're not worried about. Here's the problem. Giants right now, this is absolutely huge. Michael Coe, who's their dime corner, had a start last night. He has a hamstring injury.
Right. But they get 10 days off.
Well, here's the problem. Terrell Thomas hasn't come back. He's on injured reserve. And Dave, they're not sure if Amukah Moore is going to be back in 10 days.
Okay.
So they've got major... They ended the game, Dave, with three corners.
They have... Who do the Giants have next?
Dave, the Giants right now, they play the Buccaneers in 2 weeks at home.
Okay.
That's their second home game in a row. This is a game that they should win. Now, the Cowboys, this is a tough game. At Seattle, where it's really tough. You've been out there.
Yeah.
It's a long trip, but they have time. As you said, they've got 10 days to recover.
All right, we finish up our look around the NFC East before we get back to the Eagles with a look at the Washington Redskins, and it's all about RG3 as they prepare for a brutal game at the New Orleans Saints on Sunday.
That is really tough. To go in the Superdome, Dave, this is another arena I know you've been in. You were in the playoffs. It gets really loud. Silent counts are huge, and this is a lot for a guy like Robert Griffin III who, yes, he was in big games at Baylor, but nothing like this. I mean, it is so loud, and here's what they have to do. The Saints' run defense was atrocious in the preseason, terrible under Steve Spagnuolo because they're not real comfortable. They had a lot of guys get hurt. Middle linebacker Curtis Lofton got hurt. Weak side linebacker David Hawthorne got hurt. You know, they had great depth, and they lost Chamberlain for the season, number 57, formerly of the Rams, who's their nickel linebacker. He tore his ACL. So they went from six linebackers to three, and they're playing Jonathan Casillas, who's 229 pounds in the middle. That's not going to work. So if I'm the Redskins, Dave, and Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan, I run the heck out of the football, help out Robert Griffin III in that game.
How will Robert Griffin III handle the noise? It is a huge factor.
It is, and he's just got to be patient. I think short drops, draws, screens, let him get comfortable there.
What will be a good performance from Griffin? I mean, obviously a win. We don't get too caught up. Is it turnovers you're going to measure early?
Absolutely turnovers. That's why taking risk, and don't forget, Dave, they don't have a very good offensive line.
Yeah.
Their tackles struggle in protection.
Okay, so running backs. Mike Shanahan uses a bunch of them. Alfred Norris is a sixth-round draft pick, I believe.
Who's Florida Atlantic, yes.
Looks like he's going to be the guy, at least at some point. What are you looking for from the running back?
Yeah, now, they have Roy Helu, and they've got Evan Royster. I think it's a three-man rotation. Until the best guy gets the ball, Dave, until they can rely on somebody, I just think you go with a rotation. I think you come out running the football. You do not want to get in a throwing contest with Drew Brees.
Okay. The Redskins, by the way, will lose their opener in New Orleans. All right, now the Philadelphia Eagles to round up the NFC East. Trent Edwards, 2 weeks ago, probably not going to make the team through. No, now he's not only made the team, he's got a contract extension through 2013. Explain it all if you can in layman's terms.
Yeah, here's what happened. My understanding is the Eagles went to his representatives, Rep 1 Sports, and said, hey, listen, we've reviewed the situation. We really believe he has a future here. We want to sign him to 1 year extension. Because they are technically changing his contract, the contract has to be terminated first. That's what happened. You saw Adam Schefter from ESPN report that this morning. They had to do that first, and as I threw out there, they re-signed him in the morning. And here's an interesting little facet I found, a couple details. He actually has a March roster bonus, Trent Edwards does, and it's based on production this year. If he gets on the field as 20% of the snaps, it's like maybe $75,000. If he doesn't ever take a snap this season, he gets only $50,000. But they have to make a decision in March whether to pick up that bonus. And be honest with you, Dave, here's the big decision. Michael Vick, second day after the Super Bowl, $3 million fully guaranteed if he's on the roster. So they have to make a decision. If Vick is not back and they say they're not going to guarantee that money, Trent Edwards is your number two quarterback. Nick Foles is your starter.
Okay, Adam Kaplan, what are you looking for on Sunday? Eagles, Browns, you've had all week to think about this. We've talked all week. You're going to be hosting the kickoff show with Bo Wolf, the postgame show presented by Rico with Bo Wolf.
Quarterly, too?
Quarterly updates.
Love
yes.
it. All right, I'm ready. Yeah.
What do you think about the game?
I just don't see any way that the Browns could really compete here. As long as the Eagles don't turn the ball over, they'll destroy the Browns. I still think it's a 31-10 game. It is what it is. You know, you've always said this. You know, when we think the Eagles are going to blow out a team, it doesn't happen. I don't see it, but you saw the Week 3 game, Dave. I think they'll blow them out.
Will the Browns flip-flop cornerbacks and match up Joe Hayden with DeSean Jackson?
You know, I don't know if they need to do that, but I'll tell you this. Sheldon Brown can't cover anybody who could run, so I think the Eagles will take advantage of him.
Okay. Adam Kaplan, we thank you once again here for being on the show and giving us the look around the NFC East.
Thank you.